Hi, this is Tony Ajayi. Let me share a story with you. A few months ago, I noticed a late fee on one of my bank accounts. I had completely forgotten that there was something that I needed to pay off. And that particular month was really packed. I had a lot going on and my mind was in a million places. So I woke up, saw this charge, and my heart skipped a bit. Like, how did I miss this? This kind of thing never happens to me. It felt like something that could have been easily avoided. And almost immediately, I started quietly blaming myself. I'm someone who doesn't like to stay down for too long, so I began doing the math. I was calculating where I'll be after this deduction. But deep down, I was deeply disappointed in myself. Immediately, I got up to go about my day. I heard a soft whisper. Ask the bank to reverse the transaction. Now, whenever I have a strong thought like that, I often respond out loud. Yes, I talk to myself sometimes. I believe we all do. So I said, there's no way the bank is going to reverse it. It's probably against their policy. And honestly, it was my fault. What reason would I even give? I'm going to sound very silly. But then I heard it again. Ask and it will be given. Okay, I'll try. But I don't like back and forth with people. So I told myself, if this thing turns into a long explanation or a pushback, I'm just going to leave it the way it is. My peace of mind is more important. So I picked up the phone and I made the call. Hi, my name is XYZ. I noticed a late fee on one of my accounts and I was wondering if there's any chance it could be reversed. I've been a loyal customer with your bank for XX years and I've tried to stay responsible with my accounts, and this was an honest oversight. Honestly, I think my explanation was way too much, because immediately the customer rep said, oh, absolutely, we'll go ahead and reverse that transaction for you. Thank you so much for being a loyal customer. Just like that, it was done. Now, I got off the call and the Holy Spirit whispered again, you only needed to ask. So I felt both relief and a bit of disappointment in myself, because I didn't believe it was possible in the first place. And this happens to the best of us, because I had already written myself off. I didn't believe that there was grace for a mistake that was fully mine. And I realized that sometimes we know that God is able to do something for us, but we don't really believe that he's willing and that he wants to do it. We think that our mistakes, our carelessness, or even our foolishness might be standing in the way. We believe that we have to take the fall. Maybe it's a word for someone today. Just ask. Matthew in chapter 7 from verses 7 to 8 says, keep on asking and it will be given you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. And then verses 9 to 11 is even more powerful. Do you know of any parent who could give his hungry child who asked for food a plate of rocks instead? Or when asked for a piece of fish, what parent would offer his child a snake instead? If you, imperfect as you are, know how to lovingly take care of your children and give them what's best, how much more ready is your Heavenly Father to give wonderful gifts to those who ask him? So, even when you've missed it, even when it was your fault, the mercy of God that overrides judgment still speaks louder than your mistakes. So what are you waiting for? Just ask. Even if your voice is shaky, even if you feel like you don't deserve it, ask anyway, because your Abba wants to give you good gifts. I hope this encourages someone today. Have a wonderful week ahead, and God bless you.